Welcome to Digital Health Transformers, a podcast series. In this podcast, we explore the dynamic world of healthcare innovation, one conversation at a time. I'm your host, Bryce Barger, and today we have an awe-inspiring guest at the forefront of transforming the healthcare landscape. Today, we are thrilled to welcome Glenn Wierick, Chief Commercial Officer with Adhere Health, as our distinguished guest. Glenn is a healthcare-focused marketing and sales leader who has more than 30 years' experience in technology, healthcare, sales and marketing strategy, and also execution. Glenn's vision is to leverage technology to maximize healthcare outcomes for high-need patients while also driving revenue and business growth. Working at the intersection of go-to-market, healthcare, and technology with Adhere, Glenn builds high-performing teams that generate better revenue for company, positive performance for its clients, and improved healthcare outcomes for high-risk patients. Adhere Health is a healthcare tech company that aims to help plan payers, providers, and other risk-bearing entities to improve medical adherence performance, including increased Medicare star ratings and MLR improvement. Join us today for an engaging conversation with Glenn as we delve into his impactful journey and his thoughts on social determinants of health. Thank you for joining us today, Glenn. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bryce. Thanks so much. I'm really happy to be here. We're about to talk about a couple of my favorite topics.
Yes, sir. I'm super excited to have you guys on, and a company of Adhere's caliber as well, to kind of hear your professional and your journey. So kind of getting started with that personal and professional story, your journey reflects a kind of a diverse professional background. Could you share maybe a special moment or experience that shaped your passion for addressing social determinants of health? And what are some of those specific challenges that you faced?
Yeah, well, I'll start by saying that, you know, probably all of us have experience with aging loved ones, right? And in that journey, they end up struggling with their healthcare potentially. And that's certainly been true with me. You know, both my parents-in-law and my parents are going through some of those challenges. So that, you know, that helps make it very real for me. But what also really brings this home, I work with a, in my spare time, I work with a organization called Cancer Can't. It's up here in the Pacific Northwest where I live. And their name is kind of as in cancer can't win. And it's a charitable organization that really empowers cancer patients with needed ancillary services like transportation, short-term housing, areas of financial support, et cetera, when someone is going through cancer. And what, you know, it's really helped focus for me is any one of us, when we have a medical issue, might have the kind of issues that I'm seeing amongst this group. For example, what I wouldn't have thought of before, a cancer patient might live in a rural area. They have to come to a city center. They have to go get chemo treatments and some infusions, and therefore they have to stay overnight. Well, now they need lodging. They're paying for food on the road. They might have a diminished ability to earn income, yet they still have to put food on the table for their family. And it's just, that has made this thing so real for me. It's really gratifying work, but it also really makes real how across our society these challenges occur.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely. And, you know, getting into identifying and addressing the social determinants of health, you know, you guys drive strategies to provide valuable insights. Could you share an example of a successful initiative where these strategies have had a successful impact?
Yeah, absolutely. And because of the way our company works, we've got a lot of these, but I focused on a particular Medicare Advantage plan. The story I'm about to tell is specific to this plan, but it's also somewhat typical across other plans we see. So our focus when we're working with health plan members, i.e. patients, to get better at being medically adherent. And why would we want our members to be medically adherent? It's because number one, they are going to have a better health experience. If they're taking their medications the right way for their chronic conditions, they're less likely to end up in the emergency room. It saves the member money, it saves them time, more health, but then it also saves the health plan money and helps them achieve star ratings per the CMS guideline. The way that we go about addressing members that struggle with adherence is actually to focus first on SDOH barriers, social determinants of health. And so we're able to help identify through compassionate motivational interviewing members struggle, for example, with maybe having a car broken down in the driveway. That means they're not getting to the pharmacy to get their fill. They don't think of that as medication. And they're probably not telling their healthcare provider that they have an issue with their car. But because we're able to understand the issue with the car, we're able to get transportation services for them, for example, such that they can go get that fill. And so at a particular health plan, based on the fact that we were able to take a very difficult cohort of members and focus with SDOH first, we were able to drive over 35% of these otherwise unadherent members to become adherent for that year. That represents tens of thousands of members now having a better healthcare experience and the health plan meeting all of its metrics. So it can be really impactful.
Yeah, that is, you know, what I love about that too, is it's a different approach where we're looking full picture, right? You're not focusing on one thing. It's the healthcare picture kind of at whole of, you know, what are some of these challenges that you face, these SDOHs. And I really, really, really love that. Getting into kind of, you know, how do you believe healthcare organizations can effectively identify and prioritize kind of the most impactful social determinants and of health within kind of communities they serve? What are some of those ways that we can, healthcare organizations can identify?
Yeah, well, there's multiple tangents on this, but I think it starts kind of really at a high philosophical level.
Right.
Meaning, what happens at a lot of large health plan organizations, they are very large companies, large entities, is that they have different groups addressing different member needs throughout the continuum. All right. And what is very often the case is that there will be a group somewhere, often a care management team, that it has some level of responsibility for trying to identify SDOH barriers and resolving them. But what we see very often is that's kind of an isolated effort. So what we really preach to our plan partners and we help them implement is SDOH first should be across every motion with every member at all times. Because exactly what you were saying a minute ago, Bryce, it's part of the healthcare journey for every member. And so it should be addressed as such across all cases. And now, underneath that, data tools that really help identify, capture those things, and continue to drive what we're learning about the member's SDOH and healthcare journey into the analytics that then help further determine what the next clinical outreach should be and what we should be addressing. Those are really important as well. So to me, it starts at that top. Put SDOH in everything you do. And number two, because that's your philosophy, let's solve for it with data and technology tools that enable the clinicians to be able to do that in all of their motions.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. And moving into kind of the community empowerment and engagement and this aspect of it, how do you envision empowering communities to actively participate in improving their health outcomes in this way?
Right. Well, there's a saying out there that is, the patient zip code is more important than the genetic code when it comes to their overall health outcome. And there's so much data and you know, and analysis available that absolutely supports that. So what you want to do is, first of all, you want to understand that where a person lives is crucially important to the potential of their health outcome. And then there's another saying, and it is, it takes a village. And that is really true also when it comes to healthcare. So for communities to be most effective, and, you know, I think of communities as that could be the health plan and the community of providers that are inside of it. It can be the actual community where we live, et cetera. What I would say is that communities to be most effective at improving overall health for the population is that first, data must be leveraged to drive the best next action at the right time for that patient, surfaced in ways that are highly usable by people within that support chain, clinicians, social workers, et cetera. And although progress in this arena has been made, there's still really a long way to go. Recognizing the importance within healthcare of understanding and solving for these SDOH barriers, I think, again, it's like a first step. And then once you accept that as part of the journey, then it becomes a never-ending journey. And you leverage partners and available data to lean into that and continue to improve.
100%. And I think, getting into the health equity and the technological interventions that you guys help with and that Adhere can be a tool for, how have those technological interventions played a role in promoting health equity? And I guess in addressing the social determinants of health?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, health equity is a really interesting topic right now in the frame of Medicare,
Right.
because everyone in the healthcare space knows that health equity is important, and the more we can give everyone the same high quality standard of care, the better all the outcomes are, the lower
Right.
costs go. So everybody knows that, right? But CMS, in its most recent ruling around star ratings for Medicare, now has something called the Health Equity Index, also known as HEI. And
Okay.
so it's kind of the first time where it's kind of making health plans put the money where the mouth is, that, yeah, we're not just saying health equity is important. We're now going to judge the health plan on how they handle health equity. And so what I'm about to say seems almost obvious, but I think it's still really important. And that is, if you're able to truly identify the social determinants of health barriers across the population in an impactful way, and then resolve those, and then track the ongoing results, you automatically are improving health equity across that population. And so
Sure.
that gives you an automatic access to achieving this HEI standard that CMS is now driving for the plan.
What are some key considerations or challenges in kind of that we should be aware of or that people should be aware of in using technological interventions to address social determinants?
Yeah, well, number one, I'll say that this area, this space is moving very quickly. And the
Yeah.
good news, in my view, there are a growing number of qualified vendor and solution companies who are bringing these types of capabilities to bear. So the good news is there are options, not with just health plans, but across the entire healthcare continuum, that can help identify the right types of issues that need to be addressed. So therefore, what do you do then? I think, again, it starts with you have to have the intention of understanding how important these items are and wanting to solve them. If you do, then it's a matter of identifying the right type of solution partner. And I would say what you want to be looking for are ones that are very committed to a data-driven focus, that are all about really identifying the high-risk patients that truly need this support and what types of support they need, not just medical, but also in the realm of SDOH. And then you want to have leverage technology to have multimodal intervention capabilities. And what I mean by that, Bryce, the aging populations are getting more, increasingly and increasingly more tech savvy. We know that current, people are less and less likely to answer a phone call from a number they don't know. And
Percent.
different people respond differently. Some people are real good with the apps on their phone. Some people prefer a web portal, a chat. Some people do prefer a phone call. So, really having multimodal outreach capability that meets the member where they are in their journey, I think that's a real key to really making this work across the entire healthcare ecosystem.
I agree, and again, and just kind of touching on this and kind of as we close and I really appreciate you sharing this information about it here and kind of I don't think a lot of people think about the big picture and think about the those SDOHs and kind of ways to overcome them to improve our communities and ourselves. And I it's one of the reasons why we really wanted to have you guys on is the boundaries that you guys are pushing forward and thinking outside of the box in a way. And Definitely think outside of the boxes as far as traditional healthcare and what's been in the past. So, Glenn, you know, thank you so much for sharing that valuable insight on health equity and the social determinants. It's really been a pleasure discussing that with you. These topics are obviously very important to not only you, but to, I think, the country itself. So your perspective is definitely is appreciated. I really look forward to kind of staying in touch with you guys and seeing what Adhere is going to do next. Is there anything else you'd like to kind of close add in closing here?
Yeah, actually, I would just say that on the subject of health equity and a lot of kind of tangentially related items, there is going to be a lot of movement in the market in this year and the upcoming years. There's going to be movement with how CMS is monitoring that and measuring that. So, yeah, I think it's a really great area to pay attention to because I think it can be really impactful to continuing to improve health across the board for Americans everywhere.
Thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you. It's a pleasure.